Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Welcoming Sharon Reardon from International Student Ministry here in the studio this morning. Sharon, it's good to have you back in studio here at Worldwide KFUO.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Tell us about International Student Ministry here in St. Louis. What is ISM? What is International Student Ministry?
International Student Ministry wants to reach out to students who are here studying with the love of Christ. That's done through knowing them and showing them the love of Christ, and hopefully they'll be curious as to why we're treating them with such hospitality. There are about 8,000 students that come every year to this area, 8,000 international students. They bring about 3,000 family members with them. So we have 11,000 internationals, not delivered to our back door, but to our front door, actually. And it's a beautiful thing. It's another way to do international mission without spending the money to go overseas. And the beautiful part is that these students are going to be leaders in their own countries. And if they get to know Christ when they're here in the United States and come back and go back to their home countries, then they'll have a captive audience.
So how do you go about connecting with these students and sharing the love of Christ with them while they're here?
It starts, actually, we get to know a lot of our students. There's a furniture giveaway for graduate students. So if you can picture, a graduate student would come to the United States with just a suitcase. But they don't live in the dorms. Usually that's for undergrads. So they come and they have an opportunity to pick up free furniture to furnish their apartments. So they do that. And when they come for our furniture drive, we have lists of sign-up sheets so they can sign up if they want a friendship family or if they'd like to go to an English conversation group or a Bible discussion group. We even have a group that's just really beautiful for the moms and children of students. So a lot of times we get to know them through that. So as we know these students, especially with friendship families, you can build a close relationship with them. And then, for example, we have some students we had over around Christmas, and just in decorating our Christmas tree, we were able to show the love of Christ to them. They had never decorated a tree before, and we have a lot of nativity themed ornaments, and that led to some wonderful discussion.
Many of the students that the international students that come here to study in St. Louis, as you pointed out, don't have much exposure to Christianity. What, if any, exposure do they have to Christianity, to Jesus, the Bible?
Usually none. And most of the students we talk to right now are from Washington University. A lot of them are from China, and they don't. But I went to the mother-child playtime group, and I was fortunate to be there on the day that she told the story of the fall. And she said, then God sent a savior and said, does anybody know that savior's name? And nobody answered. Nobody had even heard the name of Jesus. So there were 11 moms there that day, and I think 12 to 15 little ones running around, and they heard the name of Jesus for the first time. And it was just such an honor to be there in that room and see that happen.
Wow. And that's just a glimpse of the many connections that International Student Ministry has here in St. Louis. And I know that there are international student ministries around the country as well. What a joy to hear that you have these opportunities, that we have these opportunities to connect with these international students and to share the love of Jesus with them. Let's back up a little bit. Share with us the history of International Student Ministry. When did it begin, and how did it begin?
Well, I know the St. Louis history. It started with two wonderful pastors, both named Lang, not related. Pastor Ed Lang is now in heaven. His wife is still on our advisory board, and it's just so lovely to have her. And Pastor Bob Lang. And I believe that Pastor Bob Lang was working for Synod in student ministries, and Pastor Ed Lang was working for the district. And they got together and knew that there had to be something here for international students. And I think that Messiah Lutheran was involved in the beginning, and helping provide a worker to reach out to the students at St. Louis University. But now we're independent of Messiah and just going on our own.
But you, I'm sure you partner with many people. There are many people that are connected to International Student Ministry and congregations that partner with you as well, correct?
There certainly are. It's our dream to have a congregation sponsor every event that we have. And there's a twofold purpose in that. First of all, our congregational members then get out and get to meet these students who are just so amazing. They're interesting. They're intelligent. They want to know about America. We want to know about the country that they come from. And it blesses the volunteers every bit as much as it blesses the students. Mm-hmm. So that's really wonderful. And then it just does help out to have a volunteer force who will help us in some of our events, such as a hayride or pumpkin carving. We had a Thanksgiving dinner with 85 people. It was so beautiful. Like, every table had a mixture of Americans and international students, and everybody that left there had the best time. They really did.
Very good. Well, events certainly do make up much of what you do as in international student ministry, the events that you listed. Share with us some of the other events. A lot of them obviously involve meals or conversation, it sounds like. What are some of your favorite events?
Well, we just had an Easter party, and that was amazing, because what we do is we ask our students, come and see what it's like to have a typical American Easter celebration. So one of the things we did was that we would dye eggs, and mm-hmm. their eggs were beautiful. It's just amazing. And but a beautiful thing, too, is that we invite them to come and learn about Easter culturally and spiritually in the United States. And so we're able to share the gospel by saying, Easter is a big holiday for Christians, and this is why. This is what Christians believe about Easter. So without forcing them mm-hmm. to say, you have to believe this, they had a really
sure.
clear explanation of Jesus' death and resurrection. So that I love our events because we can mm-hmm. do that. We can do that with Thanksgiving too. When we talk about Christians celebrate Thanksgiving as a Thanksgiving to God, and then say, the reason we're most thankful is because of Jesus dying and rising again. So I love all the events. I can't pick a favorite. I really can't.
To share with us about some of the volunteers who partner with International Student Ministry, why they volunteer and some of the things that they do as volunteers.
This is really just such an integral part of what we do. And what's interesting is we had my church help sponsor the hayride this year. And so we had about 10 people who were cooking mm-hmm. for us. And then we went to somebody's house and they actually took us around on a wagon. And we had about 7 volunteers actually attend the event and really sit down mm-hmm. and get to know the students. So I'm looking around thinking, I really have to thank our church members. I was so proud of them for sponsoring the event. And afterwards, they were thanking me for inviting them. So I think our typical volunteer comes thinking it's going to be a certain way and they'll help out in the kitchen. And they end up interacting with the students and really falling in love with them.
Mm. Getting to know them and learning who these people are, these people for whom Christ died as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you have an event coming up in the not-so-distant future, correct?
We do, April 11th. We're so excited about it. It's our annual dinner, our celebration dinner. Mm-hmm. And this year we have a guest speaker coming, and she's, I know, going to join us in a few minutes, mm-hmm. but she was a Pakistani Muslim, and she was reared under Sharia law. And the gospel was shared with her husband when he was working in Saudi Arabia, I believe from his boss, who was an LCMS Lutheran. And now she is an LCMS Lutheran living in Detroit, really getting the word out about about ways that we can witness to the Muslim community.
Well, very good. What will happen at this this event?
Well, everyone should show up around 5:30. It mm-hmm. starts at 5:45, and we're going to have dinner, and dinner is complimentary, but you will have a chance to support the work of ISM during the dinner. We'll have Cynthia speak. We'll have our board president speak, Susan Spitz, mm-hmm. for a few minutes. And I'm excited because we have some video vignettes of our students who talk about why they like the friendship program or why they like different programs. And then the highlight is we had some baptisms this year, and we're going to talk about that too.
Wonderful. That's outstanding. Well, what are ways that that folks can volunteer? If someone's listening today and thinking, oh, that might, I'm not sure, that might be something I could do. What are some opportunities to volunteer with International Student Ministry?
Well, definitely at any of our events, because we love to have a one-on-one ratio with the students so that each person could really interact. As you mentioned, a lot of our events revolve around food. We are Lutheran.
That's right.
And so there's always that, helping in the kitchen. There's being a friendship family. To the students this year, we have more students than we did friendship families. So that's such a blessing. I had a friend, actually, the first person who exposed me to ISM had a student that was a friendship family, and they just loved him. They really did, and would invite him, and actually invited him to church, and invited him over to the house for maybe Easter, different celebrations like that, and always took every opportunity, again, to share the hope that lies within them.
So a friendship family is really just a family or individual who spend some time with the students during their downtime, during their weekends or evenings or something like that, right?
Absolutely. And I'd like to get across that it's never really a huge demand on your time, because these are students in grad school usually. They're spending a lot of time studying. The students that I'm particularly close to are architectural graduate students, and they don't have any time, only over Christmas break and actually over spring break, where we're able to really get together with them and have them over to our house. We have a free Tuesday lunch every Tuesday. It's at Memorial Presbyterian. A couple of different religious organizations come together and provide that lunch, and I would see them there once a week. But it's not a huge infringement on your time, and they are so polite and so gracious that they would never do that anyway. So it's just a joy.
Well, very good. Well, I'd like to talk more about the upcoming event in just a little bit. And I know we're going to hear from Cynthia as well, who'll be speaking at this event. So looking forward to sharing her story as well. Contact information. How can we find out more about International Student Ministry?
Thank you. Our web address is www.ismstl, so for ISM St. Louis, but ismstl.org. And also, if you'd like to come to the dinner, I could give you a phone number. It's 314-452-6406, or you can email us as well. It's ISM St. Louis, and this time Louis is spelled out, so ismstlouis@gmail.com.
ISMSTLewis, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, no period.
ISMSTLewis@gmail.com. Very good. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back from that break, we'll talk with Cynthia, who's going to be speaking at this event. And the celebration dinner is, what's the date for that again?
It's April 11th, and it's at Timothy Lutheran Church on Filer Avenue.
Very good. Well, stick around, friends. We're talking with our friends from International Student Ministry in St. Louis, Missouri. We've got more His Time right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
Two pastors, one an Italian wise guy, and the other a Ukrainian academic. What happens when you put them in the same room with no script and a bunch of sound effects? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. The God Whisperers on Worldwide KFUO, Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. They're fun-loving, a little off the wall, but always solidly Lutheran. You will learn something every time or double your money back. It's okay to enjoy being Lutheran.
I'm Larry Troxell from Quincy, Illinois, also pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. My wife Donna and I are day sponsors of KFUO because we are thrilled to have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus through this ministry around the world. The station is now celebrating its 90th year, And the Lord continues to open doors for the proclamation of His Word through this station. You may be a part of this marvelous ministry by becoming a day sponsor also. Our day sponsorship is for my wife's birthday. You can pick a date that's meaningful to you also. You will have an important part in the ongoing ministry of this station in carrying the good news about Jesus throughout the world.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with our friends from International Student Ministry. We're talking with Sharon Reardon. And Sharon, it's so good to have you in studio. And I love talking about our international students who we get to share some time with and most importantly, the love of Christ. And before we went to break, we were talking about this dinner, the International Student Ministry celebration dinner that's coming up on April 11th. Mm-hmm. And you shared that there will be a speaker, Cynthia Kahn. How did you get to know Cynthia?
I was at the ALMA conference recently, and one of the sections that we were invited to go to was to hear Cynthia speak about Islam in America and what's going on. Mm-hmm. I chose her talk. I went, and I did not want it to end. It was so amazing. It was so interesting. She cares so deeply about what's going on and has a real grasp of the truth because of her mm-hmm. background. And she said that she was going to seek me out too to talk to me about what's going on college campuses. And so we met and became friends, and I'm very, very excited to have her as our speaker on April 11th.
Joining us by phone now, Cynthia Kahn. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
It's so
Andy.
Good. It's good to have you with us this morning, and we're grateful that you'll be able to spend some time with us at the International Student Ministry Celebration Dinner on April 11th. What will you be sharing with us? Can you give us an idea of what you'll be talking about that evening?
Yes. I was asked by Sharon because of what's happening on campuses, and since it's an International Student Ministry and they have presence on almost every campus, I work here at Wayne State in Michigan, where I live, and I see that there is a huge influx of international students from all over the world. So what we see, there is a movement going on campuses that evangelism, Muslim evangelism, is really, really a very... it's growing and it's happening rapidly, making impacts on our youth, like the American youth, the Christian youth. Some of them are not deeply rooted or really kind of well-grounded in the scriptures. So they are kind of easily swayed to other worldviews, and they are a kind of... attracted with the ideologies that they hear about, and there is all sorts of things going on campuses, and it's happening on a very, very structured and strategic way, and that's why we want our students and parents and teachers, especially who are involved with International Student Ministry, with the Lutheran Church, to be well informed and be aware of what's going on. So that will be mainly my talk of giving them inside scoop of what's happening.
Cynthia, why do you think that that Islam is so appealing to young people, especially the college student?
Well, that's a very good question, Andy. Well, it's appealing, and I will talk in detail, but the most important thing or the fascinating element of Islam is the structure and somehow the legalism of Islam and that you have to stay within boundaries somehow attracts the youth, because what happens that sadly they come from broken homes, and there is so much happening in the American society, the culture, that somehow they are they fall away and they are kind of like wander all over. See, even I have experience living in the U.S. for 20 years now, that what they go through, what youth go through. And that's why, you know, when they see somebody who is so devout in their faith, and they don't care for anything else, but their faith is the most important thing, and the culture, and they hold on very strongly to their cultural values, this attracts our youth. And most importantly, the girls are attracted to the Middle Eastern men.
Well, I'm sure it's certainly informative to those who will be attending and hearing this. And I agree, it's important for us to be informed as we care for our students, as we interact with our international students, to be aware of what's happening on college campuses around the country. So I'm very grateful that you'll be sharing your story with us. Anything else you'll be talking about that evening?
Mainly this will be my topic. Mm-hmm. I will also, I think I will do an overview of Islam and what is this religion is all about, and what's happening in the U.S., like, you know, the current situation of the U.S. and the current situation in the world. Hmm. So, I mean, depending on time, I think I won't have that much time to cover everything, but I think I'll touch on some very important issues.
That's my biggest fear, Cynthia, is that we'll run out of time and I'll cut you off and everyone will hate me. So,
but I will be speaking at your church next Sunday.
You will. So, and I know that a lot of churches in the St. Louis area have already had you come to speak and are always anxious for you to come back again, actually. It's never enough time.
Thank you so much. And God is just using us mightily for his purpose. And I don't know if people know that I'm with Pablo Ministries, people of the book Lutheran Outreach, based in Michigan. And that's what we do. We are reaching Muslims and other unreached groups with the gospel message.
And Cynthia, also, hopefully you'll share just a little bit of your own personal story that evening, too, because that's very fascinating.
Yes, I will be, because I'm originally from Pakistan, born and raised there, and lived for 10 years in Saudi Arabia, and have experienced the Sharia law firsthand, actually lived under Sharia law all my life before coming to the U.S.
How was it making that transition from living under Sharia law to living in the United States?
Actually, the purpose for my family to move to the U.S. and to North America is for religious freedom, because we never had the religious freedom and we always had to live under the law, and also faced persecution firsthand.
Well, we're grateful that you are here now, and that you you're able to share the word of God, to share the love of Christ with others around you. And thanks so much for sharing your story at this upcoming event with International Student Ministry. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me. It's God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Sharon, having a guest like Cynthia, who has this great story to tell, why is this an important part of international student ministry? Why is it important to share stories like Cynthia's?
It will be really wonderful that evening to see the contrast between what Cynthia's talking about goes on college campuses with recruiting students for Islam, and what ISM does when we tell about Jesus. So I like to say that kind of when you recruit students into the Muslim faith, it's sort of a bait and switch. But when you recruit or when you share Christ, just more and more blessings follow. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
There's freedom found in Christ.
That's right. It was interesting, you know, because we are natural creatures of the law.
Yeah.
And how Cynthia said that American students who don't have a lot of structure are drawn to that. Mm-hmm. And so how we can share Jesus and the freedom that we have there, and how that's a good thing.
That makes sense, that something that's so structured is can be appealing and attractive to students, especially students who've grown up in a lot of chaos, mm-hmm. Or disconnectedness, to have something so structured. It makes sense how that's appealing, that and, human nature.
Yes, and ISM is the answer to what's going on.
Yeah.
It really is. We're the kind of the counterpart. So again, I look forward to the comparing and contrasting of what we do.
Very good. Now, the dinner coming up on April 11th, again, they can visit the website, ismstl.org, or give you a call or an email to find out more.
Absolutely. And if you could do it as soon as possible, because mm-hmm. the dinner is coming up and we do have Easter in between. this is the Saturday after Easter. So our website, our email address is ismstlouis@gmail.com. So ismstlouis@gmail.com. And our phone is 314-452-6406.
Very good. So you want to, they want to get in touch with you right away so that they can get their spot at the dinner for April 11th. What time is that again on April 11th?
Doors open at 5:15. Dinner is served and the evening begins at 5:45.
Very good.
So if you got there at 5:30, that would be fine.
So you'll have time to get to interact and meet other folks who are partnering with International Student Ministry and hear Cynthia's story and what she has to share with us as well.
She'll be available to answer questions afterwards individually.
Good.
So if anybody has anything, they can go up and talk to her that evening.
Very good. And if we want to find out more about volunteering, that's a great night to do that. But certainly we can find out about that on the website as well, correct?
Absolutely. We would love to have you.
Wonderful. And so family, what was the name of that being?
Oh, Friendship Family.
Friendship Family. Thank you. Friendship Family, kind of conversation partners, things like that.
That's right. English conversation groups. We have three of those that meet a week. Mm-hmm. You can go, and that's just casual conversation with students from other lands and a lot of fun. Really.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for coming over and spending some time with us today, sharing this with our listeners, and God's blessings on that dinner coming up on April 11th.
Thank you. We hope a lot of you can come.
Wonderful. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study God's Word. We're going to study the daily New Testament reading today. We'll study with Pastor Jonathan Blanke from Trinity Lutheran Church in Lexington Park, Maryland. Hope you can join us for that and more. His time all right after AP Radio News and the weather on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.